After 2 weeks of political conventions, the final stretch of the 2020 presidential race has begun.
Last night, in the middle of the pandemic, President Trump formally accepted the Republican presidential nomination, speaking to a largely maskless crowd on the South Lawn of the White House as protesters rallied nearby.
As long as I am president, we will defend the absolute right of every American citizen to live in security, dignity, and peace. If the Democrat Party wants to stand with anarchists, agitators, rioters, looters, and flag burners, that is up to them. But I, as your president, will not be a part of it.
Joining us now is Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. Rick, this sounded like a red meat speech for the Republican base. It used a lot of the same lines that Trump has used at his political rallies. What did he want to achieve last night?
I don't think that undecided voters were the target at all. I think you're right that this is about reaching his base and riling them up. And I think also redefining recent history in ways that can benefit him politically. Look, the last 6 months have been brutal in this country and to the president's own political standing. He needed to change that story around, put it back on Joe Biden. And frankly, he began to really square off against scenes in his own America. That was what one of the many things that made a discordant tone is that all of the sights and sounds around us, the way that our lives are being lived, are so different. President Trump really didn't acknowledge that, and he selectively edited recent history to prove a political point, again, to talk to his base primarily.
One of the things that was really stunning about last night was that this was a convention speech on the South Lawn of the White House with two big TV screens that said Trump Pence on them, an unprecedented mix of politics and government, possibly a violation of the Hatch Act. Then you had fireworks over the Washington Monument that spelled out Trump 2020. Will there be any backlash from that, or have people just stopped caring about Trump busting norms?
It's an incredible display of Trumpism, and you're right, it may have broken laws. It's not that people don't care. I think there's two things. One is there's just so much noise out of the Trump machine on a regular basis that it's hard to even focus on it. The other is we have learned a lot about the Hatch Act and about the separations between political activity and official activity. And it turns out there's really not much that can enforce it. And yes, Democrats are outraged. There'll be investigations. There'll be ethics lawyers working overtime on this. But ultimately, the consequences are pretty much up to the president and the attorney general. And unless or until they share the outrage that so many others have, President Trump got his backdrop, he got what he wanted, and he pulled off a stunt that I think it's fair to say no other president in history would have even thought about trying to do.
Joe Biden did two TV interviews yesterday, and his running mate Kamala Harris gave a speech accusing Trump of not protecting Americans from police violence and the pandemic. Listen.
Instead of rising to meet the most difficult moment of his presidency, Donald Trump froze. He was scared, and he was petty and vindictive.
How would you describe the Democrats' effort to push back on Trump's convention messages this week, Rick?
Well, they spent the first couple days kind of out of the news cycle. That began to change yesterday, and I think it's going to change going forward. We're told Joe Biden is thinking about campaign events shortly after Labor Day in some battleground states. Mostly, though, they tried to get out of Trump's way. And I think it was only toward the end of the week that you saw a refocusing on COVID-19 and Joe Biden making a very obvious but very explicit point that all of those scenes of carnage and chaos that President Trump and the other Republicans were highlighting this week, those are scenes right out of Trump's America. That is a damning point to make, and I think it's something you're going to hear them begin to emphasize a bit more.
You know, it's interesting because President Trump, as you said, he was talking about how terrible everything would be under Joe Biden's America. Joe Biden has been talking about how terrible everything is in Trump's America. It's sort of setting up a choice for voters to vote against a candidate in either case rather than for one.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that's actually the framing that Donald Trump would like. Usually an incumbent faces a referendum, and we know, given this president's approval ratings and how awful these last few months have been, a referendum on Donald Trump is not something that he wins right now. A choice, though, is something different, and that's why you had 40-some-odd mentions of Joe Biden and really unleashing a kitchen sink's worth of attacks, many of them new attacks, on Joe Biden. It was scattershot. We'll see what sticks, but that's exactly what Donald Trump wants, that he did the classic thing where you try to change that referendum into the choice.
Now, I may have missed the headline that the coronavirus pandemic is gone, but I don't think I did. And there was that rally in front of the White House. President Trump is heading to New Hampshire today for an in-person campaign rally. We'll see if there's social distancing or mask wearing. I doubt it. Biden says he's going to resume in-person events. How do you see this campaign playing out over the next couple of months?
Oh, you're right. I mean, it would have been jarring yesterday under any circumstance, but given that we're in COVID-19, the lack of social distancing, the lack of masks, truly incredible. Look, the Trump campaign is operating in a land where COVID-19 has been conquered. And they are displaying the optics and the images that suggest that we're on the other side and that Donald Trump is leading a comeback. It is the exact opposite world for the Biden campaign. They are only going to conduct events that are in compliance with state and local regulations. They are very serious about mask wearing and social distancing. And if and when they're back on the campaign trail, it's going to look entirely different than the kind of packed crowds that Donald Trump is going to continue to favor moving forward.
I feel, though, it is my obligation as a journalist, especially since I have been speaking today with an epidemiologist, to say to our listeners the coronavirus pandemic has not been conquered, and you should still continue to socially distance and wear your mask. Rick Klein, political director at ABC News, thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.